And now Mary McLowan's Jean Muir, who she fully commits to the depths of her despair, but perseverance to emerge from the blacklist, from the play The Diminished Fifth.
It is a great honor to be speaking before such a distinguished assembly, young women leaders. I am so excited about your future and the world you will make with your talents and determination. I could not be prouder if you were my very own children. You have a difficult job ahead of you, but I am confident you will rise to any challenges that present themselves. As women, we have many choices, and your generation, more than any others before, can choose any career you like and be wives and mothers as well. Each generation has its challenges. You know all about yours, and my struggles are well known to all of you, too. I have been asked to share my story, but it is too complex to be handled in such a short assembly. It is also an overwhelmingly sad story, not an appropriate subject for commencement. Careers and families were destroyed, and the pain continues for many and will never totally go away. I was one of the lucky ones, although I would not have believed it not long ago, when I dreaded getting up, answering the phone, wondering if it was tapped, answering the door to God knows what or who, trying to get through the night without a drink. I have to confess that the latter took a long time to overcome, but I did it. I even returned to my career, but always looked over my shoulder. Sometimes those who would destroy me seemed to be always there, hovering, circling like vultures. Each day is a struggle for a recovering alcoholic, but each day brings new hope. When I look into your faces, I know that time will move on, and I pray that your generation will question what is told them. The only wisdom I can share is that you should not believe everything you hear. No matter how many times a lie is spoken, it is still a lie, will always be, and if spread, can hurt others irrevocably. I love the expression, if you are not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. For the rest of my life, I plan to be part of the solution and hope my legacy will be young women who act in faith, not fear. And remember, ladies, despite the pathetic and cowardly actions of some blacklisted colleagues, no blacklisted woman ever turned anyone in, ever. So that is what happened to me. Not the glamorous life I had once known, but productive and useful. Mid-sized towns in Missouri did not have a blacklist, and I was pretty much left alone. I taught until I was 65, and then kept a low profile, directing regional and community theaters and occasionally acting on TV and even on Broadway. Many of my blacklisted colleagues were not fortunate enough to have had those years to recreate themselves and find some peace. But as I said, I was one of the lucky ones. All I can say is that everything passes eventually. Wounds heal, but with scars that will remain with us always. My ordeal still informs everything I do. But I live in the now. Living in the past forever means the bullies win. Don't let them win. We are only a small part of the story. Over a third of the original blacklist in red channels were women, and even more were blacklisted as the decade went on. But we remember them tonight.